Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love walking, as you know, Michael. I try and do at least 21 Ks a week.
Well, we live in a beautiful city and
we
there are so many great walks. And
Walktober is just around the corner.
Don't you love that name?
I do.
I'd like to welcome to the show Fiona Bailey. She is the CEO of Physical Activity Australia. I didn't even know that existed. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Michael.
Now, what does that mean, Physical Activity Australia?
So Physical Activity Australia is an organisation that essentially and very simply has one key role, and that is to get every Australian every day physically active. Despite all the information that we've had available or have available to us, and despite everything we know, we as a nation are seeing a downward trajectory in the level of people being physically active.
Mm.
And that, of course, has a number of consequences. One of them most specifically being an increase in the number of people overweight and obese, and in particular our children. The numbers have gone from 1 in 5 to 1 in 4.
Mm. When I was a boy, and that was only yesterday, Fiona, I used to have to go outside and play. Kids don't seem to do a lot of that these days.
That's quite true. However, we are encouraging parents to think about the games that they used to play themselves as children,
mm-hmm.
and to get their kids to start playing these games. We know, for example, that one of the games that was particularly popular some years ago was backyard cricket, or even it's something as simple as throwing a ball.
Mm.
Game of hopscotch,
yep.
Bit of skipping, something like that.
What's the optimum for walking for kids and what's the optimum for adults per week?
Sure. The National Physical Activity Guidelines encourage adults to be physically active at least 30 minutes most days of the week. And that physical activity can be as simple as doing 3 short 10-minute bursts. And the gold standard is that during that time of physical activity,
mm-hmm.
you've got a bit of huff and puff happening so that you're in fact spending part of that time with your heart rate increase.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, we encourage them to be at least, and it varies based on the age range, but generally we're looking at encouraging children to be physically active for at least 60 minutes each day.
Wow, that's amazing. 60 minutes.
It is, but, you know, that means
it's
that
just
there's
having
time.
The time.
It's true, yeah, trying to find the time, isn't it?
And it's time. Time is the
because
really
I think that's
part.
I think that's the issue, isn't it? We're all time poor and stressed and running around and multi-skilling and, you know, God knows what, and juggling all sorts of things. I think a lot of us would love to get out there and walk, and I know this sounds like a giant excuse. It's just actually having the time.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's not till the weekend where that's when you get it.
I'm a full-time working mum, and with children who need to go here, there and everywhere, and I just feel like I'm constantly run out of time.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've started doing recently is making, on a Saturday when I have to go shopping, I actually try and make a point of, if I haven't got a really big shop, just trying to walk to the shops and walk my daughter with me. So that's an opportunity for us to do some physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try and also do is, if she's actually at a sporting event as well, is try and take that time. And I'll often say to one of the other mums, look, how about we go for a bit of a walk around the oval at the same time?
Yeah.
So simple things like cleaning the windows, vacuuming, all of those things are actually a part of being physically active.
Mm.
So there's lots of things that we can do in our day-to-day lives which increase our level of physical activity. It doesn't have to be a set piece of exercise.
Fiona Bailey, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Walktober, the CEO of Physical Activity Australia, and the benefits of walking. Get those walking shoes on.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.